Is the border crisis being exaggerated? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. For the past few weeks, we've been hearing all about the flood of unaccompanied children coming across the southern border, and we all know it's a crisis.
The unfolding humanitarian crisis at makeshift.
But not everybody agrees with the way this is being covered.
The claims by politicians make it sound like the 500,000 people who live in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas are in some sort of war zone.
Reporter Jim Forsyth, who talked with a woman who lives near the border in McAllen, Texas.
To think that it is affecting the way the normal person lives or that they're seeing this all over in their town, absolutely not.
She doesn't think it's a crisis. And look who else thinks it's not a crisis.
My view is, we ought to say, welcome to America. You're going to go to school and get a job and become Americans.
George Will, famous conservative columnist on Fox News Sunday. He even did the math for us.
We have 3,141 counties in this country. That'd be 20 per county. The idea that we can't assimilate these 8-year-old criminals with their teddy bears is preposterous.
Yes, these are children so dangerous that when buses brought them to a temporary processing center, adults turned out determined to protect their towns.
USA!
At one point, they surrounded a bus full of children who turned out to be Americans going to a YMCA camp. You know how swimming lessons can radicalize a kid. So, not to diminish a good crisis, but I thought it'd be only fair to highlight the other side.
You know, it's a big misperception that is happening throughout the country.
Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.